KB4CBA Mobile.
KB4CBA, this is KR4AAE. How you doing there, Dave?
4AAE. Well, I'm doing just fine and dandy. Just got off the court and, yeah, it's probably it is my only game today, and then I'll probably cut grass this evening. I'm going to wait until, about 7 o'clock. So everyone won't take me that long. But anyway, are you having a good day?
I'm having a pretty good day right now. Just coming back from HF withdrawals. I took the FT-991A, set it up in my father-in-law's farm, clear line of sight everywhere, and man, I was receiving everything everywhere. I was like, whoa, this is nice. Come back home and I say, yeah, I can't do that here. Too many houses around me.
Today, Jeff, withdrawals for about 3 or 4 months after I took my Carolina Wyndham down. Here's the... that's not a police car. That's an old. It actually probably was a police car at one time, but it's not anymore. Bad place here.
No problem. Just give me a yell back when you get to better reception. This is KR4AAE. Clear.
Hey, I was in a bad spot here. It's a little splotchy here and there, but anyway. KB4CBA.
KB4CBA. This is KR4AAE. I was expecting the blackout to be a little longer than that, but come through clear now.
So Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, could I get a radio check?
Requesting a radio check. This is KR4AAE. Coming in really clear to the repeater.
KR4CAE, I am Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra. Thank you very much.
KO4 Delta Zulu Sierra. My call was Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo.
4AAE, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra. I think I got it right. Sorry about that. I'm in a little bit of traffic myself, but thank you very much for the signal report. I'm driving up here through Malden right now.
And very clear, and you're very welcome for the signal report. We'll chat at you a little later. 73, this is KR4AAE, clear.
Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, 73 to you two, and I shall be clear. Oscar 4 Delta, oh God, I forgot the suffix of your call, but anyway, I got you, I'm at Pelham and Batewood, and I got you, solid on the input frequency. Thank you very much. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra. I am mobile, driving down, I'm on Butler Road, so heading towards Lawrence Road.
DZ Zulu, yeah, ZS.
I'm driving down Pelham, and I'm going to hit by a coffee shop here, and then I'm headed to the house. KB4CBA, name's David. KB4CBA, this is KO4DZS, the name is Scott.
You're sounding good. Whatever you're doing, it's working.
The radio check, yeah, I just got this thing. I got it about 75% mounted. I'm waiting on one thing where I can mount the head up front, permanent. But got this in my old
Grand Cherokee that I'm going to be using for doing some field stuff and everything like that. So I just wanted to get a check on her.
What year Cherokee are you driving?
It's nothing special, really. It's an 04, but I just put a new engine and transmission in it, so it's going to be my go camping and do ham radio stuff vehicle.
Do you have the straight six or something else in it?
Six in it, and it's all rebuilt. The old one, at some point, the person before I had it, had overheated it, and it ran for quite a long time, but it just got so bad. And I never would have put this money in this car, but I thought I was going to need it after knee surgery. And then I never got it ready in time, but I had the motor, so I went ahead and got it done. And now she's all done, and man, it runs good. It's like brand new.
I'm not sure about your year. The ones I used to work on had cast iron heads, so, you know, you could machine those and probably do a valve job on it while you're there, and you could just slap those heads back on, put your new head gasket on, and there you go. But does yours have AC?
Yes.
Do you ever have any trouble with a fan? I think you got two fans on that thing. I think one's, they probably changed it by now, but anyway. One's, what do you call it? It's got a fan clutch, and then the other one's electric, and the electric one, if it quits working, and you can run 12 volts to it and it runs, there's a little diode in the wiring harness, and they've got it hidden. It's really just crazy. And but it's right near the radiator in that wiring harness that runs along the fender, inside of the fender there. And it's a diode, and it goes bad, and then the fan won't run.
Originally on it a while ago, and it's a two-speed fan, so when the air conditioning's on and running, it runs at high speed, and the normal cooling, it runs at low speed. And but yeah, everything seems to be working good now with and I think that what it was on that one, the fan was bad, because I did try to run 12 volts for it, and the low speed wouldn't run. But yeah, I put a new fan in. It already had a new radiator, put new water pump, put all new top end stuff on it. And I had the head I got, there's a later version of it that you can get that's supposed to be better. It's like TUPY, and I had one of them put on too. I had to balance it too.
I may have lost you there for a second. I'm sitting in the drive-thru here, and I'm behind a building.
Saying, yeah, I think the mine had a bad fan in it, because I did try taking 12 volts to it, and it wouldn't work, the original one. But I put a new fan in when I swapped everything out, and I did a bunch of stuff to it. It's running good. And it's like I said, it's going to be my ham radio vehicle.
Have fun, you know, putting in the mobile rig. I got this new 4Runner. I bought it new in 23, and I got a 2730 ICOM and 2 meter 440. And so I've detached the face, and there is, believe it or not, there is a little compartment below the AC knobs and all those controls. And that face, the head of it, fits right in there. You don't even have to use Velcro or anything. It's just, it's made for it. Doesn't slide around. Doesn't budge. Yeah, they couldn't have made it any better.
Yeah, I have an ICOM 40, ID4100 at home. I use that at home because I like the D-Star. This one is a Yaesu FTM 500D, and yeah, it's got the, it got mounted the head in the back, and I'm gonna put this right above the radio. It'll spot. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm seeing a spot where it'll mount perfect.
My coffee, I'm good to go, I hope. And however, I'm turning on to 291, which is where I'm at. It's probably not a good place. And then it dead ends into Wade Hampton Boulevard, which is, I completely lose the repeater there for a few miles.
Let you go. I got to run in and get a sandwich anyways. I'm going to go grab something at Ingles here. But nice talking to you. This is KL4DZS, and I'll say 73 to you, and I'll be clear. And you have a good day and stay safe.
All right, Scott, you do the same, and enjoy the rest of your day. It sure is nice out here, 77 degrees. Wow. Good to talk with you on 2 Meters FM, and, yeah, don't be a stranger. Hope we can talk again sometime. I'm not going to try your call because I'll screw it up. But anyway, this is KB4CBA Mobile.
For CBA Mobile, this is KO4DZS, Scott. Yeah, 73, yeah, I'm sure we'll talk again soon. I try to check in on the net at night on this when I can, when I'm there at home. 9 o'clock, though, a lot of times I'm getting ready to go to bed. I'm getting old. But I'll say 73, yeah, have a good one. This is KO4DZS, and I'll be clear.
The KO4DZS. All right, KB4CBA, 73.